reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Come celebrate Independence Day with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th. The celebration starts at 10 a.m.
Hail, hallelujah, I hear the voice of the Lord. Joy's gonna come in the morning.
The Redemption Trio will be in concert. There will be a special pulpit message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, then a barbecue cookout following the services. Celebrate America's independence at First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, June 30th, starting at 10 a.m. with the Redemption Trio.
There's a promise coming down that does it roll.
First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road. First Conservative Baptist Church, expository preaching, changeless message for a changing world.
And there's a promise coming down that does it roll.
Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking about a very important issue today. Perhaps you've not considered it. Perhaps you've heard me say it and you've just kind of overlooked it. Perhaps you do not believe it will take place. Perhaps you're questioning about that. Love to hear from you. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The dumping of Joe Biden. And then secondly, we'll link with that the moral contrast. We're talking about the moral contrast. We say that what we see is morals, ethics, and values under the Biden administration, and what we saw is morals, ethics, and values for our nation under Donald J. Trump. And what we need to have is that tectonic change today to go back to some biblical foundational fundamental basics of morals and ethics and values in our nation. The scripture is very clear in Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, the word righteous means being right with God, right as God sees it. Exalt means to lift up, to glorify, to honor. So righteousness, being right before God, exalts, lifts up, and glorifies any nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we see that taking place today. I believe that it is needful and necessary for us to go back to the fundamental basics of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. In Proverbs 29 and verse 2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And you've heard me say before, and I'll say again at the risk of redundancy, I believe our nation is living in a state of mourning because of unrighteousness, unholiness, immoral, ungodly things taking place in our nation today. But ladies and gentlemen, we'd love to hear from you. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You believe that Joe Biden needs to be dumped? Will he be dumped? Will they replace him on the ballot with Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, or Gavin Newsom? All 3 of those are high potentiality and possibilities. Even CNN News, with their editor-in-chief's recent article made a statement about that. In fact, the editor-in-chief of CNN News says there are 11 Democrats who could replace Joe Biden in 2024. Another article I read the headlines a moment ago, prominent pollster wonders if dumping Biden could now save the Democratic Party from Donald Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, another headline says the Democrats are in full-blown freak out over Joe Biden. I read a portion of that before the news break. Let me pick up and read a couple of the prominent statements in there. This says, Trump is running ahead of Biden in most every battleground state. He raised far more money in April, and the landscape may only become worse for the Democrats with Trump's hush money trial concluding and another, this one involving the president's son, and he's found guilty of all charges and may face jail time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll digress for a moment. I don't believe Hunter Biden will spend any time in prison whatsoever. I don't believe that he'll go to jail. I believe that he'll be chided, wrapped on the knuckles, fined very heavily that somebody will pay for him. His fine money will be paid out of the treason money that the Biden family cabal has collected from around the globe with pushing their product, and that's the Biden image is what they've done. This article says the concern has metastasized into recent days as Trump jaunted the some of the country's most liberal territories, including New Jersey, New York, to woo the Hispanics and the black voters. They're getting frightened now when they see the Hispanics and black voters in major numbers turning out to say they're going to vote for President Donald J. Trump. So the question is, dumping of Joe Biden, what would you rather have, Biden or one of the others? Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden's polling now, they say, is at 37%. I believe that number is far worse, but that's the number they're claiming. I believe the number is actually somewhere closer to 25 to 30%. And listen, the Democratic Party's people that are controlling the party, they realize the real truth. The Democrats' convention, I believe in Chicago, and I've said that earlier, I believe in Chicago, they're going to make a switcheroo that's going to shock some, but it will not shock me, because they're going to see it as the only hope as they see it. Another question that I need to ask, love to hear from you, 904-831-0917. Another question that I believe is vital that we need to consider. And that question is, when we look at what is taking place and they claim that they're going to have a head-to-head debate with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, my question is it possible that they're going to stand Joe Biden up, put him an earpiece in, juice him up with some kind of drugs to be able to get him to be a little bit coherent? Are they going to be wild enough, crazy enough, dumb enough to put him on public display? They're already talking about now changing the rules for the debate. They're talking about having Joe Biden appear by a video screen, by Skype or some other mechanism, and Donald Trump standing on the platform alone. They've already laid down the foundational rules. The Democratic Party, do not want any live audience to be present for the debate. They're considering even having it so that Joe Biden can be asked the questions prior to the debate, and he's got fixed answers. When Trump then answers something, it'll go back to Biden, and they'll replay Biden's debate statements. They're going to come up with some kind of trickeroo, as I would call it, to try to make it look as though it's a real debate. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an impossibility, and you can say that you heard it right here on Let's Face the Issues. Joe Biden will not face off with Donald J. Trump in a face-to-face, live, legitimate, human debate. There'll be some form where there'll be, as they've already said, no audience. There'll be some form where he'll have opportunity to have an earpiece and his ear be whispered the answers or the questions, just as when it was 2016 with the debate with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, discovered later that Hillary Clinton had already been given the questions by Donna Brazile, the then head of the Democratic Party. She had been given the questions and knew what would be asked by the people that were carrying out the debate. And I believe that would be the very same pattern they'll use if Joe Biden, if they're foolish enough to put Joe Biden on the platform at all. I believe he'll already know the answers to the questions, already have the questions laid out and on his cue cards, the answers that they will have given him. So that being the case, I believe that we need to understand the Democratic Party's key players, all of the ones that are paralyzed thinking about Joe Biden running. They realize Biden's inability to speak. They realize Joe Biden's inability to have any cognitive visible status about him. The Biden's cognitive ability is failing and faltering every day. And anybody that's got eyes to see and ears to hear understand that. I said in 2016, before the election in 2016, I said then that Joe Biden, or in 2020, I said then that Joe Biden was not cognitively able to be the president, that he had major disabilities then. Many people had the same sense of it, but nothing was done. Biden's handlers should be, I believe, charged with senior abuse, elder abuse. He's the, Joe Biden is the puppet. The puppeteer happens to be Barack Hussein Obama and the other socialist Marxist leaders that want to control America and destroy the fundamental foundation of America. The warp and woof of America has been, that is the fabric of America, has already been so torn today. The question is, can it even be put back together? Ladies and gentlemen, Biden is in a position. They must do something to, if they hope to win the election at all. I think there needs to be a dramatic change in our society. I believe there needs to be a dramatic change from the White House down. The only way that change can take place is to put Donald J. Trump in as president. Ladies and gentlemen, we as Christians and conservatives and patriots, I believe we right now need to pray, prepare, and participate. When I say participate, I'm talking about participating in the voting November the 5th. I don't care if it's rain, sleet, or snow. I believe we ought not to look at it on the basis that we need to walk and run, but we need to race. We need to absolutely be at the polls. I don't know about you. I enjoy a voting day. I don't like to vote early. I don't like to vote by ballot. That is outside of the voting booth. I believe we need to, my opinion, I've said it many times, we need to have a federal holiday on election day. Every business would be closed. Every employee would be off. And they'd have no excuse but to go to the polls and vote. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching today our nation in moral, ethical free fall. We're watching today the political free fall. We're watching today the rapid plummeting to the very bottom. It's almost like a race to the bottom. In our nation. So I believe that the reason that we need to vote, the reason we need to ask God to divinely intervene, the reason that we need to ask God to put Donald Trump back in office is what is taking place with the morals, ethics, and values. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the plummeting of morals. I'm looking at a headline that says, Biden's educational chief vows to close a huge faith-based university. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today the attack on Christianity, Christian institutions, religious institutions, more than we've ever seen in the history of the United States of America. This article states, Joe Biden's administration repeatedly has launched attacks on Christianity, mostly in the form of demands that even faith members promote his extreme agendas for abortion and transgenderism, topics that Christianity condemns. And when they are not attacking, they're expressing a total intolerance, as seen in the announced intention of Miguel Cardona, Biden's educational chief, to shut down the nation's largest Christian university. Officials at Grand Canyon University are already targeted by Cardona's unprecedented fine of $37 million. Are charging that the Biden administration based its decision on deeply held bias against faith. Ladies and gentlemen, when have you seen, what administration have we seen, where Christianity is frontally attacked as we're seeing today? If you stand against abortion, you stand the risk of being attacked by the Biden administration. If you stand against transgenderism and the butchering of the bodies of healthy young men and young women, you're considered to be transphobic. If you are against seeing the nation being infiltrated and taken over by the Islamic jihadists, you're challenged and chided to being some kind of person that's against other ethnicities, other religions. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing that with the Biden administration that we did not see under the Trump administration. So the question is, are you tired of immorality being pushed and pressed in America? Are you weary with seeing the crushing of our Bill of Rights? Are you ready for a change in the right sense? Ladies and gentlemen, the LGBTQ sodomite special month now called Gay Pride Month. Now the top priority for the merchants and the big box stores and the whole system today seems to be, including the military, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration's perversion and twisted morals are now pushing once strong military into the focus of the sodomite qualifications. The Biden administration is not looking for qualified men and women to be in the military, but those that meet the qualifications of transgenderism and gender identity. Looking at the headline, Feds Fund Film Festival with Queer X-Rated Cinema About Steamy Gay Bathhouse. The taxpayers will be on the hook for the LGBTQ Film Festival in San Francisco, which will have films spanning a broad range of sexually explicit topics, including pornographic material, federal records show. The National Endowment for the Arts, the NEA, just made a grant to the nonprofit Frameline, F-R-A-M-E-L-I-N-E, to help pay for the annual San Francisco LGBTQ International Film Festival. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see that changed, we need to pray and ask God to intervene and put Donald J. Trump back in office. I believe we have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, good to be with you today. I am feeling impressed to remind everybody that the Joe Biden administration is part of the Obama administration. And so I call the administration O-Biden because when they put Michelle Obama in or Oprah in, it will be known then that it is an administration, not just one person. Like Donald Trump is not just one person. He represents us that want to be free. So Joe Biden represents that whole administration that has brought sin to a level that we have absolutely never experienced before. So when they do the switch, the American people on this side of the aisle that support Joe Biden will be wise enough, I believe, in the American people as a whole. They're wiser than this administration leads them to be or makes them out to be. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. What you're literally saying, if I could boil it down in a small little snippet, I believe that the people are wiser than the Biden administration and the Biden handlers think that we are as a nation, as a people. I believe that we have people today that voted for Biden in 2020 that have recognized the immoral, ungodly, unholy acts that he's done. I believe that they're switching and making a decision. They want to go back to a president that leads the nation and not plummets the nation. They want to go back to a president that will lead us to higher levels of morals and ethics and values rather than plummeting into the cesspool of immoral, ungodly, unholy activity. Most families that have sons and daughters recognize today that what has happened in the educational system and what is taking place in relationship to the pushing. It is Joe Biden that has pushed so-called Pride Month more than any other president in the history since 1999, when William Jefferson Clinton introduced it to America and suggested that we have Gay Pride Day. I'm saddened by it that we continue to see it. But to Lisa, one of the things that should cause every individual to wake up and recognize what is happening is how with our military today, there is a celebration of Pride Month, as it is called, to the point that we have weak military readiness. I'm looking at a headline, Lisa. The Green Berets launched attacks on Pentagon Pride Month celebration. Recently, the celebration of June being Pride Month, the Pentagon presented the 13th annual LGBTQIP+ Pride Ceremony, hosted by the DOD's Association of LGBTQI+ Service Member Employees and Allies. The Pride event featured several speakers, including Navy Rear Admiral Mike Brown, Division Director of Operations in the Information Environment. Brown, as described long member of the DOD Pride, began his talk declaring Happy Pride Month in an attempt to fire up the audience. He goes back to 2024 when he publicly came out that he was a male, but now he's a female, and he made the statement, and I quote, "Since overcoming my shame and guilt and self-loathing, now I make the point to make myself visible to sailors and civilians in the Navy and all military," end quote. Lisa, I don't believe we've ever seen a president that's demoralized and destroyed the morals, ethics, and the values of our military as we've seen under the leadership of Joe Biden. So my position is that even though it may strengthen the Democratic ticket, it is my opinion they need to remove Joe Biden, absolutely. I don't believe that he needs to run. I don't believe his name needs to be on the ticket in November of 2024, in about 5 months. I've said that for over 3 years now, and I believe that's coming to fruition. And I'm saying that with the idea that maybe there will be a candidate that they will propose that will at least have a little more sense of what is ethics and ethically and morally better for America, but I'm still saying that Donald Trump is the person. What do you think that our listeners need to understand right now that should differentiate Joe Biden from Donald J. Trump and or the Republican Party from the Democratic Party and what they stand for?
That it's not about color, it's about character. And yes. Jesus always looked at character. And look at the character that has been produced since they have regained office. It's deplorable what is happening. Absolutely deplorable. And last night I was at the city council meeting, and I don't know if you were tuned in to the point where a jihadist supporter got up and said that her child is transgendering. And she didn't look old enough to have a child. But I have a behavioral health background, and there was a diagnosis for parents that put their children through abusive situations. It was called Munchausen's. And I wonder if we could start to free these children from their parents' ideologies with that notion, with that understanding that it's Munchausen's, that they're mutilating their own children, that the government is paying. Obamacare pays for such operations.
Yes, Lisa, I watched some of that. I watched several of them, and I think I saw that exact speaker that you're speaking of. And I believe that immediately when someone professes that in open meeting, there should be an immediate arrest and charged with child abuse. I believe that is what we see, and I believe that we're derelict in our responsibilities as a moral, ethical nation when that is publicized. What if a person stands up and says, I just shot somebody, I'm a murderer? What should be done? They should be arrested and tried. And when a person stands up and says, this is what I'm doing to my child, I believe it is a public acknowledgement that they're abusing that child, and there should be an arrest and charge with that and a trial to either take that child away or change the direction of that parent. But we're seeing that across America. In fact, when you look at some of the videos online of these drag queen presentations in our schools, in our libraries, one of them I looked at where there was a major number of mothers with a whole wall lined up with baby strollers where the mothers brought their babies to sit in their laps and together gleefully laughing, clapping the hands, and watching the vulgar filth called the Pride workers at the very best in their shows with the drag queen shows that's put on. I'm amazed. I'm appalled. I'm just shocked that parents would introduce their children to that and moms would take them there. So, yes, we need to start charging parents with child abuse, in my most humble opinion. But, Lisa, the key to what we're talking about, the very key to it, the underpinning of it all, is that we cannot depend on man. We cannot depend on a person. Even though I am proud to say I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, I'm a Christian first, and it is my opinion that Donald Trump needs to be the leader of our nation once again. But we need to understand we've got to turn back to God. We've got to get back in our churches. We've got to continue to pray, seek God's face, and ask God to divinely intervene. That's the only hope. That's the only help. As I see it, Lisa. But listen,
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. Keep on keeping on with what you're doing, and God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at another headline that's appalling. Navy SEALs under fire for promoting Pride Month. The nation's most elite fighting force has gone gay, according to Fox News. The Navy SEALs marked the start of Gay Pride Month by posting a rainbow-colored graphic. The message read, "Dignity, service, respect, equality, and pride." Critics say it was a slap in the face for every special warfare operator who has ever put their lives on the line for our nation. One of the greatest concerns among veterans and active duty service members is the wokeness that has infested nearly every branch of our civil service and government, along with our military. Instead of rising up, please, raising up fierce defenders and for freedom, the woke Pentagon is raising up an army of social justice warriors. Our enemies are laughing at us, this writer says. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The military now filled with the woke transgenderism, the gender identity, the gender fluid mentality. And yet, do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, in our military, one that is a chaplain in the military, serving God as a chaplain, cannot pray in Jesus' name in a chaplain service? They are restricted to the point where a chaplaincy in the military services today is simply a figurehead that cannot carry out the work of God, carrying out biblical truth in relationship to it. I'm looking at another headline. Lawsuit filed over school orders that students cannot pray together. The American Center for Law and Justice has confirmed it has filed a federal lawsuit over a school's orders that students not gather together for prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading that because we're looking at the contrast. We're looking at where we have fallen, the moral degradation in America, and the confrontation of anything that's spiritual, anything that's Christian, and the attack on Christianity, the attack on morals, ethics, and values under the Biden administration. And yet, we need to see a tectonic change. And the only way that change will take place is if we pray and seek God's face, confess our sins, and ask God to intervene in our nation today. Look at another headline. A bookstore sets up the LGBTQ grooming table for kids. Among the books for the kids, one is titled, "The Hips of the Drag Queen Go Swish, Swish, Swish." This is dated June the 11th. A bookstore in Memphis, Tennessee is facing outrage from the families and conservatives after they set up a table filled with LGBTQ material of storybooks designed for children. The Pride Month display was set up by our children's section in the bookstore included, and they go into the gross titles of the books that's on that table. This article states, "Such evil, sick, wicked, working overtime in our country today." However, the bookstore does have lots of supporters from the left who believe that young children should be exposed to the LGBTQ propaganda. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my opinion that Joe Biden should be removed from the ticket. It is my opinion that unless we as Christians pray and seek God's face and ask God to divinely intervene, that we've lost our nation. So I say to you, keep looking up, lift up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true.